This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday hosted a virtual panel discussion featuring foreign ministers from around the world on the need for a just and lasting peace in Ukraine. Addressing the panel from Kyiv, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba said the only peace acceptable to Ukraine would require Russia to withdraw from, in his words, every square meter of Ukrainian territory. For his part, the U.S. Secretary of State warned against agreeing to calls for a ceasefire before a real peace plan was on the table.
We all know that for peace to be just, it must uphold the principles at the heart of the UN Charter: sovereignty, territorial integrity, independence. And for peace to be durable, it must ensure that Russia can't simply rest and refit its troops and then relaunch the war at a time more advantageous to it.
Tuesday's panel was part of the second U.S.-led summit for democracy. U.S. President Joe Biden will formally kick off the summit Wednesday. A day after pausing his controversial judicial overhaul legislation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday the country will overcome its differences. The office of Israel's figurehead president, Isaac Herzog, announced that he would host negotiating teams from both sides of the issue for their first meeting late Tuesday to begin talks on a potential compromise plan. Netanyahu's judicial overhaul plan would have weakened Israel's judiciary in favor of the executive branch, prompting critics to accuse the government of tilting towards authoritarianism. Analyst Johan Plassner, president of the Israeli Democracy Institute, told the Associated Press Netanyahu has never been dealt such a comprehensive pushback from opposition that included the Israeli public, civil society, labor unions, and the Israeli business community. That indicated the prime minister did not have a majority of support from the Israeli people. Plassner calls the current delay in the judicial reform is merely a ceasefire, not a true peace amongst the different parts of Israeli society. This is VOA News. U.S. President Kamala Harris is in Ghana Tuesday, where she pledged a new era of partnership with Africa, envisioning a future that is propelled by African innovation. Speaking from a monument commemorating Ghana's independence from colonialism, Harris, the first U.S. president and person of color to hold her office, stressed the need to empower women to promote economic growth.
And when we lift up the economic status of a woman, let's be clear, we lift up the economic status of her children, her family, her community, the entire economy benefits.
Harris delivered the speech on her second full day in Ghana as part of a week-long trip that will include visits to Tanzania and Zambia. Protests and strikes against an unpopular pension reforms plan have gripped France once again Tuesday, with many thousands marching and the Eiffel Tower closed and police ramping up security. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protesters began their march from the famous Place de la République en route to Place de la Nation as part of a nationwide day of action against the government's raising of the retirement age from 62 to 64. Concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what the Interior Minister described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. The wave of protests marked the 10th time since January that unions have called on workers to walk out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A shooter armed with two assault rifle-style weapons and a handgun killed three students and three adults at a private Christian school in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, Monday. It was the latest deadly shooting rampage in a city, in a nation, anguished by the regularity of mass killings, but deeply divided over how to stop them. Metropolitan Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake said law enforcement officials were working to determine a motive, but said the shooter had attended the school. Speaking to reporters Tuesday as he left the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked if there's more action he can take to reduce gun violence.
I have gone the full extent of my executive authority do on my own anything about guns.
And will you
wait, wait. The Congress has to act. The majority of the American people think having assault weapons is bizarre. It's a crazy idea. They're against that. And so I think the Congress should be passing an assault weapon.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.